Now, I'm not the pinch hitter, but I'm the one who does my shver the best here, and I have the kavod and the chus to introduce my shver, her Avramnik. I'm sure many people know him already, from the big Marbitzei Torah in America, and it's a chus since I had a little bit pulled to get him here. Difficult for me for him to refuse me, but I'm sure you'll be nana from his divrei Torah. I would just tell you one thing. It's not the place to tell you more than one thing, but one thing I could tell you about my shver, which I think is a hallmark of his Derech HaLimud, and something which I've learned from, I'm sure many people have learned from, that when you learn, you have to characterize your learning with Svara Yashara, Klorkite. Some people learn, they learn good this, but it's a little bit fuzzy, it's not so clear. One thing I've learned from my Shver, and I'm sure that many who've heard his Torah, knows it's clear, it's a Svara Yashara, and that's the way Torah should be. If you don't understand what you're saying, you could be sure the people who listen to you don't understand what you're saying either. With this, I present my Shver. There's seats over here.
As all of you know, this bias has been dedicated for the Lima HaTaira and for the growth of Torah and for serving as a Torah center for the whole area. In particular, you see it even here tonight, not just for the Kolo people, but you see it here for tonight, that people are drawn together, people are tzmeim l'dvar Hashem, are thirsty to hear a good word, especially for a yantiv, they should be able to say it over their seder tish. This adds a tremendous amount, this is to a community that I want, therefore consider it a privilege to join. I want to thank my illustrious Adim, who's Nathan Godel, Don Bloomberg, for this invitation. Now, the title that I wanted to share with you tonight, the sukkah that I wanted to learn, is something that's very familiar to you. We're all going to recite in the Haggadah, Rav Gamliel's famous memre, Kol shlo yomar shlo shadvarim v'pesach lo yotzei dechavos. If a person doesn't say three things v'pesach, this is a central part of that Haggadah. And to show how central it is, the Mishnah Berurah points out that women who generally may be in the kitchen getting ready for the Suda they were going to eat, when it comes to this part, they should come in. It says in particular, there's a few key parts of the Haggadah. And they should make sure, and the Balabash should make sure, that they should be inside to recite this, because Kipshutai, La Yotza, Yidei Chavasa, the rest of it, that for other parts, it's only your praiseworthy, but it's not the question of the Etzem Mitzvah, the actual Mitzvah, but here we use such a language, La Yotza, Yidei Chavasa, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us that women should come in. I'm just showing the emphasis of this part of the Haggadah, and we're not Yotza, Yidei Chavasa. Now there's a very big machlokes of Rishayim, as we'll see, what's meant by lo yotzei dechavos? What chayva are you not yotz? What chayva? What obligation are we not yotz? So the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam held that this is the mitzvah of Haggadah. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. I just want to quote the Rambam to you. The Rambam says in Pedik, in Pedek Zion, where he talks on these mitzvahs, the Kol Mi Shalay Amash Lo Shadvarim Elu Baleil Chamisha Asa Lo Yotze Dei Chavasai. He's not Yotze His Koyva of Elu Hain Pesach Matzah Mara. Then he goes into what we say Pesach Al Shem Shepasach Kol Amakam Al Bavei Avistan Mitzrayim Mara. I don't want to repeat it for the sake of time. Each one we know what we say in the Haggadah. Then he adds, these are the words of the Rambam, Dvaru ha'elu kula nikran Haggadah. All this is called Haggadah. Therefore, it's very clear from the Rambam that if he doesn't say these three things, he's not Yotze Haggadah. He makes this a central part of the mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Zocher Es Yom Tzeis Kameas Mitzrayim, or Vigarta Levincha, whatever the mitzvahs are for Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, this is Haggadah. So if you don't say this, you're not Yotze Haggadah, you're not Yotze Sipur. In fact, from the Pashtus HaLoshna Rambam, it sounds like it's Minat Torah that you're not Yotze. You're not Yetzer Min HaTorah if you don't say these three things. And I think the Bris Kerov, I think what I see, learned that way. But I don't want to go into the Rayas, but I'm much as sure that he learned that it means that you're not even Yetzer Daraisa, like the Pashtus of the Rambam. The Ram very clearly is chaylik on the Rambam. I'm not talking about what the mitzvah is. Ram doesn't go into it. But the Ram right away says, lo yotzei chavosa is only mitzvah amuvcha, is not yotzei. Really, you're yotzei if you don't say these three things. But it's mitzvah min amuvcha, it's not the best way. It's a hida mitzvah. He doesn't make it as essential as the Rambam. The Rambam puts it down very clearly, kula nikrin hagode, and lo yotzei chavosa. The Rambam doesn't say hida mitzvah. But the Ran says it's just simply a hida mitzvah. The reason for the Ran is poshut, that he doesn't. Where is the makkah for this? Where is there a source in the Torah? And the Rishayim, Taisvis struggles with this. Where is there a source in the Torah that you must say Pesach Matzah Mara in the Haggadah? What if I spend the night telling them all the Nisim and I don't explain Matzah Pesach Mara? I don't explain what they are. So why should I not be yet? Where does it say in the Torah that I must explain the meaning of these three mitzvahs? So Taisvis, as I mentioned, struggles with it. And Taisvis says, because it says, V'yamaltim zevach Pesach. Piresh, that's the reason why. V'amid etzorach loyma Pesach zev. We say V'yamaltim zevach Pesach. So you must say it. Therefore, because the Torah says V'yamaltim zevach Pesach. So part of the amida of the night is about the Pesach. And how about matzah marah? They're iskish. We know they're all together. One is likened to the other. Matzah marah yachlu. They're all alike. So the source of contemplation is a pasuk. The matzah zevach pesach. So we have a machlokes. Whether it's an ikar mitzvah, whether you're not yaitzeh, or whether it's only a mitzvah mufka, as the Lashon Haran calls it. But either way that we've learned, it's based on the Yenat Yotze Mitzvah Haggadah. I don't see the Ram being chaylik on the Rambam. He just is chaylik on him and saying that it's not mitzvah amuvcha. But what mitzvah is it? What is the mitzvah? What's lo yotzei chavosah? So the Rambam clearly says that. Now there's a Yedua, the Melchemes Hashem in Brachis, that's chaylik on this. The Melchemes Hashem in Brachis is talking about the mitzvah of saying when you could say Kriya Shema, big Melchemes, big Ramban, when you could say Kriya Shema. What if you say Kriya Shema before you're able to Yira Chavera Dal Adamais? Ayyaytse b'diyevet, the Loshna Gmoz Mashma, whoever, the Anshe Mishma did it at that time, and the Gmoz says whoever, anybody else would do it, not be Yaytse. They made a special time for the Anshe, for the a kayanim to do it at that time. The Gemara used the word lo yotza dechavasa. The Gemara says lo yotza. The Ramban says they're really yaitz. Aye. The Ramban says, what kind of a lashon is this lo yotza? If you say it, in other words, at alois hashacha, you say kriyashma very early, before the shir of dalad of yidach avera dalad amma is away. So the Gemara's mashma lo yotza. The Ramban says you are yaitz. And many times he says the Gemara uses the word lo yotze. It just means you're not yotze mitzvah min ha mufka. But yotze you really are. Kemoi, he says, if you eat matzah and pesach and maror, and you don't say the three things, you don't have to eat matzah over again. You're yotze. What then are you not yaitzeh? Mitzvah namufka. But what do you see from the Ramban very clearly? That the Ramban learned that it means that you're not yaitzeh matzah. What? If I wasn't yaitzeh haggadah, what has eating got to do with it? He talks very clearly. There's no chiyuv on me, really I'm yaitzeh. The pashtus aloshen is what? Is lo yotzeh, and which would imply what? That if you ate matzah without saying matzah zushan or tam shulma, you would say that you're not yaitzeh, you have to eat over again and say it and eat over again. If you're not yaitzeh, you're not yaitzeh. He says, you don't have to eat it over again, because you're yotzeh matzah, you're yotzeh pesach, even though you didn't say it. I, the Gemara, uses the word, lo yotzeh yedecha vasai, lav dafke lo yotzeh, it's a mitzvah namufka. And that's why he says, here's an example that lo yotze deichem vasai is just an example to prove that the language could be used lo yotze, and it only means a mitzvah min ha-mufchav. What we see from that Ramban, everybody brings this Ramban, the Ramban in Melchemes Hashem held very clearly, different than the Rambam. The Ram we don't know, the Ram doesn't talk about it, but learns lo yotze deichem vasai means you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Let's talk about matzah. You're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Or Pesach, whatever it is, if you don't say, that's what, except that Ramban held, that lav dafke lo yotze, just a mitzvah na mufchana. But the pshat, poshet pshat in the Mishnah, koi vosai, is koi vas matzah, not koi vas sipur, like the Rambam learned. I know there are other shittas, I had difficulty finding them. I have, you know, like Manila, you have, maybe, you know, how many haggadahs? Not one sort of haggadah brings many shittas. But go find all the haggadahs. I was looking to find which other shittas. I know there are big rishonim that hold like the Ramban shittah. I will bring one rishon that I hold is very strong, very clear like the Ramban. But my Adam showed me that the Mershah very clearly on the sugi here in Lo Yotze Deichem Vasai learns very clear that it's not the mitzvahs, not the answer, not sipur, but matzah this. Because the Ramban, he goes into a question, where do we find it? Where do we find that I have to say something to be Yotze Mitzvah? For all of a sudden, matzah, I'm not Yotze Matzah unless I say something. Where do we find it? All of the mitzvahs, the most you need to make is a bracha, but you're Yotze without it, and all of a sudden here. So you see from the Mashah, then he goes into his style, which is not for us to go into, his answer. But the main thing is you see the Lashon of the Mashah was clearly in the Sugya, not Agode like the Rambam learns, but the mitzvahs, these mitzvahs that we're talking about. Now, I wanted to take assume not like that I'm go on these mitzvahs and take a shita that I'll bring later, and I know there is such a shita that learns like the Ramban and learns more than mitzvah menamuf. More. In other words, it's a shaila whether you really are yaitse something medaraisa, which we're going to talk about. If you don't say Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. And explain and go into this inyan. Where's the makkah for this? Why should we think to say it? Besides Taisvis, Damaltem, Zevach, Pesach, the Taisvis is a makkah to say things. Now, the first thing I want to do is ask a kasha if we're going to say this. L'chayda des rayas, that if a person didn't say anything, he's yaitz a matz. Let's pick a matz. Person was totally silent the night of Pesach. All he did was eat matz. If you're going to say lo yotze the chavosay goes on matzah, like the Ramban says, but go one step further and say lo yotze the chavosay means he's talking not yotze something, so shouldn't have been yotze, correct? Shouldn't have been yotze. If lo yotze the chavosay, not yotze, for whatever reason it is, we'll see that later. But if it means lo yotze the chavosay kipshutai, then Rambam learned that you're not yotze, except you learn it on agadah. You learn it on matzah, it means you're not yotze. L'chayra, there is one. I have one rayat magmar against this. And secondly, a raya from Shulchan Aruch, at least from the Rishonim, in the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, who would seem to be against it. What's the raya from the Gemara? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Chof Zion, talks about, the Gemara says, Kafuhu lechel matzah yotz. They forced somebody to eat matzah. The Gemara says, man kafai, who forced him? What do you mean you forced him? The Gemara's first thought that kafai means kafai shared, he got some internal. All of a sudden, he was a little off, mentally deranged, and he got an impulse from within, some shed, voice talking to him, telling him to eat matzah. The Gemara says, how could you be yaitzah? Then he's not normal that time. Even if he gets better, you know, it's itim cholim, itim shaita, he can't be yaitzah with what he did while he was a shaita. The Gemara, anyway, comes out of the ma'aseh, kafur pasi. The Gemara says that Persians came along, and they put a gun to his head. I'm not, that time they didn't have guns, you know, but I'm just using it to symbol. Put a gun to his head, eat this. He didn't hold by eating matzah. It's, of course, very hypothetical, but, you know, it's a din, it's a taira. They forced him to eat matzah, and he ate it only because they forced him to eat the other. So the Gemara says, Amar, Rav said, Shema minor, from here, hatekei alashiyah, yo. The mitzvahs ain't sichas kavon. He obviously wasn't mechavon l'shem mitzvah. They didn't care about mitzvahs. He didn't care about mitzvah. He didn't want to eat it. So he had no, you know, there's a big shaila with a mitzvah sechus kavana or ain't sechus kavana. So he, Rava says, if goyim force somebody to eat matzah and he has no kavana, he only eats it because they're going to kill him if he doesn't eat it. That's the only reason he eats it. He had no kavana, and yet he's yaitzeh. So shema mino, that somebody blows shofar l'shia. He blows shofar only for he likes the sound, but not l'shem mitzvah yaitzeh. Why? Because mitzvah ain't sechus kavana. This is the Gemara. So the Gemara I just take a posh the Gemara. A person obviously was not holding by any Haggadah. He wasn't saying anything. And the Persians didn't force him to say Matzah Zusha on the Weichlet, Al Shumma. The Persians, for whatever reason they did, they wanted him to eat. They was matzah on his table, they said eat. They want to force him to eat. You know, and he certainly didn't say that. That's the lack of kavanah. So he didn't say anything. And yet the Gemara says, behold, mitzvah ain't sechus kavanah, he's yaitzeh. I kol shalayoma shloisha if kol shalayoma shloisha dvarim, meaning matzah zu shonu oichel al shuma. If you don't say that before you eat it, you're not yaitze. If you learn lo yotze, means you're not yaitze. More than just mitzvah and amufka. If you learn like the Ramban and Muhammad, it's mitzvah and amufka. Not so yaitze. The Gemara says you yaitze. So mitzvah and amufka is not yaitze. Obviously, it's not because he didn't say anything. But if we'll learn a little more, as we'll see. That lo yotze for some reason means that he is not, he's literally not yotze matze. Because maybe the amatim zevach pesach isn't a shaila of haggadah, like Pashtus Taisvus is mashma, but a shaila of the pesach. Made us on the matze, the iskish pesach for that. It's a shaila in being yotze the mitzvah. Simple pshat and taisvus would not be like the Rambam. I didn't point this out before. It's aloch in the amatim zevach pesach, it's aloch in his pesach. Not in Hilchas Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Pashas from Taisvis, let's say that was the Makkah. And Iske Shmatzah to there. So Amatim, the Torah says, here you have to talk.
Shuvah to the Shaila. But Shuvah to the Shaila is the Ben. Amatim Zevach Pesach, Shuvah to the Shaila is the Ben.
No, what I'm saying. Yeah, all right, but I'm saying, but you could say that. But you could say, certainly say, hold, not the Amatim Zevach Pesach, Chalik of the Mitzvah Matzah. All right, anyway, I'm not coming out that's the Makkah. I'm just giving you a dogma. If you say Mamish, you're not going to be Yaitzeh. If you say Mamish, you're not going to be Yaitzeh. Why did the Gemara say that over? He said nothing. They were kai for him to eat matzah. Shaloi b'tzainai. And we could assume that he didn't say anything. And yet he's Yaitzeh matzah. Moses kof. The only shayla is. Mitzitzichas kavan. Enzitzichas kavan. But the lechayda, it's an open Gemara that you're Yaitzeh. Another din that I just have a diuk from the Gemara, lechayda. I mean, from a psak of the Rishonim that matzah is that they didn't hold that this is a reason not to be yaitze matzah. Shachnoch the paskin, we paskin like because the Rambam paskin is that way by matzah mitzvah saying to kavan. This din is the paskin, not in the kol atzeret kul that is a chilek. That's not for us to go into now. But this din, this gemara nosh shana is the paskin la halacha that if a kafu pasiim or a person ate matzah shloim be kavan, he's yaitze matzah. So everyone, and the Shukhan, the Machaber brings the Shukhanah, brings the Ra, that the Ra said that's only if he knew it was Pesach and he knew this was Matzah. Except he didn't do it with Shem Mitzvah. Some wanted to eat, he's hungry. But what if he's so out of it, he doesn't even know today is Pesach? Like some there are, you could possibly see some Jews. Don't even know when it's Pesach. And he eats Matzah. Or a person doesn't know, realize that this is Matzah. If he thinks he's eating something else, then he's not yet. But the Ross says the time is because if he doesn't know this yantif, it's more than no kavana, but it's misasek. He's not even realizing the fact of a yantif that has. If he knows what it's a yantif and this is a chefter shal mitzvah, but he doesn't have kavana from then it's a shal mitzvah kavana. But if he's totally out of the facts, what he's doing, it's a famous sheet of the Ross that they talk about. But anyway, this is the brought in halachic. Why is he not yaitzeh? Rishonim go out of their way to say he's not Yaitzeh because of Misaseh. Why not say he's not Yaitzeh? He doesn't know Yaitzeh. He didn't say anything. He didn't say Matzazu. Alright, this isn't the first one is a Gemara. The second one is a Rishon. You don't ask on one Rishon from another Rishon. I'm just giving you two cases that deal one a Gemara, one a Psak and Shuknoch based on the Shita Sarah, that if a person said nothing, absolutely nothing, the implication is that he'd be Yaitzeh. The mitzvah. And the shaila is the chayda of kasha on those shittas. The mashah, he says, la yotze, he struggles with it. And there are others that say that you're not yet. How do they answer? Now, that before we proceed to go into this, where would there be a mukkah for a person to say these things? What would the mukkah be? Before we say this, I want to come to a different area. It'll all fit in at the end. In the Rabbein of Tam, at the beginning of our Pesachim, says, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to study in short shias and on at a Pesach. Right? From the 10th hour on, you're not allowed to eat because you should come into Pesach with an appetite. So that Tosfos asks, what are you talking about? What shouldn't you eat? What's the case here that you shouldn't eat? If you're talking about chametz is asa much before. If you're talking about matzah is asa, we're not allowed to eat matzah. Also, the whole day of Erev Yantiv, kilu boil, shalmi kilu boil, arisasai, you're not allowed to eat matzah the whole day. What is the isa that up to the 10th that time you're allowed to eat? So Tosfos says, matzah ashiva, famous Tosfos ashiva. Rabbein Tam says, kacho yonoyeg Rabbein Tam, that he ate matzah ashiva. He ate what we call enriched matzah, which we're going to talk about in a little while. Why are you allowed to eat that matzah? Chometz it's not. Then why are you allowed to eat it? Because it's not matzah that can be yotzei yedei chayvasa. The only matzah you're not allowed to eat erev Pesach is the matzah that you're going to be yotzei yedei chayvasa at night. And since the Gemara says with matzah shira you're not yotzei yedei chayvasa, because it's not called lechem lechem ayini, it's called, you know, it's a lechem ashira. Therefore, you're allowed to eat that erev Pesach, except the last few hours that you should eat Pesach. You should eat the matzah l'tayama with an appetite. So the shaila is, what is this matzah shira? What are we talking about? What's called matzah shira that you're not allowed to eat this, erev Pesach? Because you're not yotzei yedei chayvasa. So the Magen Avraham brings the Maral Mitzrag in Reish Tamach Ayin Aleph, in Reish Ayin Aleph, rather. He brings the Maral. The Maral said like this: don't think that every matzah, what we call matzah shira, you're allowed to eat that at Pesach. What is matzah shira? You took dough and you made it. Let's first learn. There's two ways to do it. One is both would be called matzah shira. You use only fruit juices, shemen, other things. You use fruit juices, made peiros. No water is added. That's one thing called matzah shira. Secondly, matzah shira is where you add water. But if you're going to add water, you have to be extremely careful. But it's possible. From the Gemara, you see, it's possible. We don't eat it because we have to be very zoris. That if you watch, you shouldn't get machmet. You can use it's not chometz. It's not chometz. If you do add water. So the shaila is, what's the din? What the matzah shira? Both are called matzah shira. What is the Halach and Shulchan Aruch talking about? So the Magen Avraham brings from the Maral, from Kudus Hashem, he says, the Maral said that what the Rabbeinu Tam was matir to eat up to the 10th hour is only those things that are the only where there's no water at. No water at it. In other words, what we would call, let's say, our egg matzahs. Remember, we're machmir for different reasons. But the Benatam wasn't machman egg matzahs, like we are noyeg not to eat egg matzahs, only lechoyle, etc. Benatam wasn't machman, he was matzah to eat, even up to, you know, even to that time. He held up, he didn't, it's mutter. He says, so the Maral says, egg matzahs. I'm calling egg matzahs like may peters. You know, they're very careful, egg matzahs, not to put water in there. That you could eat. But if they took matzah ashira that had a little water in it, and they were very careful, it's not chomet, that you shouldn't eat that at Pesach. And here's a reason why. It says it's the following. Why are you both, you're not yotze with? Both you're not yotze with. You're not yotze if there is no water. And you, obviously, that's sure you're not yotze. And even if there is water, you're not yotze. Why you're not yotze? Because the Torah said, Lechem oini. You know, it's written a chasa. We'll see the Gemara in a little while. That matzah ashira, you're not yotze with. Right? So the Maral says, You know what it means, you're not yaitzeh? I'm quoting what he said. It means you're not yaitzeh. The chiyuv of lechem, lechem oini, you're not yaitzeh. He says, well, what if a person didn't have any other matzah? This is the only matzah he has. It's Pesach, the night of Pesach. And all he has is matzah that was baked with water and with meipedos. He says he's mechuyev to eat it. And he's mekayim be'erev toichlu matzah. He says it's matzah. It's matzah. And it's not, you're not yoitza lechem oini. He says lechem oini is one thing, but be'erev toichlu matzah, he says you're yoitza. He says it's called matzah. How do we know it's called matzah? He says because all the menachos where you used matzah all had shemen and water in them. All of them, they were nilish with poishin, even mayim poishin. The Gemara says in Pesachim they used warm, lukewarm water they used. And they did this, and they had shemen, and it's called matzah. You know, the menachos. You see, it's called matzah. So it's better to take the matzahs, he says. If it's matzah, it's matzah. And you yaitze. He says, when? And what are you not yaitze? He says, wait. So he says, only. You're not yaitze lechem, this lechem oini, you're not yaitze. So what if I'm not, what if I can't be do both? And if I have only one matzah in front of me, let me be Makayim, bad of Teichlu, matzah, the Maral says. So since he's, then, so that matzah you'll be yaitze, bad of Teichlu, matzah. Which matzah you're not yaitze, bad of Teichlu, matzah? When there's no water. No water at all. You know why? Because that's not machmid. Because the Gemara says, mei peirais ena machmitzim. Anything that can't become chomet is not called matzah. If it's not called matzah, then it's not called be'erev toichlu matzah. So if you had egg matzahs, I'm just using egg because it's popular. I mean, any just matzah with made potatoes alone in the nighttime, you shouldn't use it. It's a waste of time. I mean, he didn't hold it was asa, but no kiyum mitzvah. But if you have the ashita, the matzah ashita, where there's water there, but also made potatoes. So he says, you're mekayim better take a matzah on that. And if you only have that, use it. And it sounds from him, you make a brach over it. You make a brach, alachilis matzah. You yoytza matzah, better take a matzah with it. It doesn't go into it. But l'chayit, it's poshut, it flows. And what he says, you make a brach over it. And mainly he says about Erev Yontif. What can you not use, what are you allowed to use Erev Yontif? Only that matzah that you can't be mekayim at night. Which matzah is that lechem ashira that has no water in it? Because it's not machmet, it's not called matzah. That you can eat out of Pesach until 10 o'clock. But if you have the matzah that was baked with water and made potatoes, that he just finished paskinning that you are mekayim the mitzvah. So it's lechem that should draw you to be yaitzah the mitzvah. If it's matzah that draw you to be the mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat it beforehand. So therefore, he says, pshat in the Abinatam Shita, that it means what you're allowed to eat is only when there's no water. This is the Maral. The Magen Avraham is chaylik on the Maral. Magen Avraham comes along. First of all, I think that the Magen Avraham, it sounds like the Magen Avraham, I don't understand the Magen Avraham too well, how he asks kashas. But the Bach, the Tur brings the Bach, and the Bach doesn't say the same thing the Maral said, but said lachatchilim b'diyevet. The matzah shira, that you bake with water, only lachatchila you're not yoytze, but b'dievet doesn't talk anything more. Lachatchila you're not yoytze, the Bach says, but b'dievet you are, which is like the, but what the lachatchila is, and what the b'dievet, and the Magen Avraham put the two shitas together, and he asks kashis on them, and is strongly choylik on him. And a few kashis, the hour doesn't allow me to go into the kashis, after asking many kashis in this, the Magen Avraham says, that the person will have, nighttime, will have lech matzah ashira with water. There's no point whatsoever to eating it. It'll be a bracha matola. You're not mekayim any mitzvah. It's matzah ashira, and you're not yaitze. Period. You're not yaitze. Not be'erev toichlu matzah. So you have an amazing machlokes here between shittas. I know I have diverted from my original. You'll see how it links up. You have an amazing machlokes of shittas. What's the din of lechem oini matzah shira? According to the, I want to interpret it for you. What are they arguing in the Magen Avraham and the Maral? The Maral held, obviously, that's why I don't understand, the Magavram doesn't seem to say this. I have the Gvuras Hashem here in front of me, I could say it over. If all the Maral meant was the Chatkilim with the Yevet, what does it have to give a mashal to Matzis? But the Yevet, yeah, it's a period, let him say it. It's very clear. Anybody that sees the Maral inside that he held it, there's two separate mitzvahs. Two separate chiyuvim. One is a chiyuv of the Be'erev Teichlu Matzis. That's whatever's called matzah. Whatever is called matzah is you mekayim it. There's an additional chiyuv of lechem oini, additional halacha of lechem oini, and that lechem oini tells us another chiyuv and another mitzvah that not only should you have be'erev teichlu matzahs, but the matzah should be lechem oini. But one thing has nothing to do with the other. Therefore, he says, if I don't have lechem oini, why? Because it's not. It has pei peiros in there. But if it's matzah, because it was baked with water, and it's called matzah, raya from menachos, it's called matzah. So he says, therefore, I'm yaitzah b'erev teichlu matzahs. What am I not yaitzah b'erev the lechem oini? The Magen Avraham clearly held that in this case, by matzah shida, the lechem oini identifies the matzah. B'erev teichlu matzahs, what kind of a matzah? It isn't a separate mitzvah, but lechem oini identifies what kind of a matzah you're yotze with? The matzah that's not lechem, that's a lechem anin and not lechem ashir. Therefore, it's not the Abtechel matzahs. It's hainu hach. There are no two matzahs. Matzah ashira, matzahs. Some matzah, there are no two. If it's matzah ashira, it's not called matzah bad of Abtechel matzahs. These are the Magen Avraham held. And therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, on the day, you can eat everything out of Yontif because you're not yotze at all with anything that's called lechem ashir. This is the machlokes. Now, just for I want to come to a major point. I think that even the Magen Avraham must be made, and now we're going to come closer to what I am trying to say in the Shia, how we're directing it back to what we're talking about. Even the Magen Avraham should be made that there is such a thing as lechem oini that has nothing to do with matzahs, whether I'm yotze b'erev teichlu matzahs, an additional thing, independent thing. Let's take a gemara. The Gemara says in Lamed, the Gemara says where the first time the Gemara mentions Lechem Oini. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is talking, this word, the Torah used in the A, the Erev Teichlu Matzahs is used in Boy. In the A, the Torah all of a sudden used the word Lechem Oini. That word, Lechem Oini. You know, the Gemara had many drashas on that. Look how the Gemara starts. First of all, the Gemara talks about being yoytze with Maisa Sheni. The Gemara takes the word Lechem Oini according to one Mandayama and takes the Ayin and Aleph are many times interchangeable in Torah and makes the word from Oini, which is written Aleph Vav Nun Yud, Aleph Nun Yud, we read Oini, and makes it oini with an aleph. You only yotze misha nechel baninus. Yotze zeh shein and nechel baninus. An oini in the day of the levaya, before the levaya, after the levaya is not allowed to eat my sushaini, that whole day. Yoy mecha, the day of food and yom amitza. Lo yachalti mimenu ba oini. The Gemara says over here, lechem oini, what can be eaten by aninus? But my sushaini cannot be eaten by aninus, therefore you're not yotze. Where do we know it from? Lechem Oini. Further, another thing, then the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Kiva's Chaylik, it says, you are Yaitz with Maish Shani. Because he says, Matzis Riba. And came Matam at Loima Lechem Oini. So he brings in what we just brought. Prat le Isa, Shani Lusha, the Yayin, the Shemin, the Dvash. Matza Ashira. That's what it comes for. My time with Rabbi Kiva. Why does Rabbi Kiva say, why it says lechem oini? Miksiv lechem oini? Oniksiv. It's written chosa. Not written alav vav nun yud. Oni. And oniksiv. But Rabbi Yosef Lidi, mi karina oni? Oini karina. But we read it that. But Rabbi Kiva, hada kemina oini kita Shmuel. So Rabbi Kiva says, what we read oini is like Shmuel said. No, it's written alav nun yud. We read it oini. So he says, like, why is it written? Why do we read it oini? not to tell us this din of aninus that Meister Sheni is no good, but for a different thing. Da Mashmuel, lechem oini, lechem shoinim, all of bottom habe. Why is the Torah called matzah? Lechem oini, not the drosha of lechem, that lechem ashin is a different drosha. Meister Sheni is a different drosha. It's many droshas on this. And the Gemara says, you know what you're dashing it for? That you have to have oinim all of bottom habe. So Rashi says, what pshat oinim bottom habe? Shegoyim nim all of it's a halel, but oinim nim all of have godi. In other words, what do, just as a mushal, just like by Kiddush, what do we make Kiddush over? We make Kiddush over Yayin, we say Hagodeh over Matzah. That's why we're Megalah the Matzah. That's why we open the Matzah. We're Megalit. It should be over, the Hagodeh is set over the Matzah. In fact, I always brought that as a mocker. Why all of a sudden is Matzah eaten at the end? We always have Kiddush Samach L'Sudeh. The Mokim Sudeh, why all of a sudden you have it way at the end? Where is the Samach L'Sudeh? You wash, you make Kiddush, and then you wait way at the end. The Teretz is, here the Torah gave a Seder. The Seder is Lechem Oini, Lechem Shoinim Olof, Vorim Habe. First what? Say the Haggadah, and then eat the Lechem. The Torah told you, don't say that the Sudeh should follow. Usually the Sudeh has to be Tetep L'Kiddush. And here all of a sudden we have a tremendous time in between one and the other. The answer is this Pasuk. This Pasuk took away very clearly from the halacha that every time there's an Ein Kiddush of the Mokum Sudeh, which the Ramah says means take it, not just this place. I'll hang around for an hour there. You have to do it right away. Here there's an exception. Why? Because Lechem She'oinim Olav Dvorim Habim. So in other words, in addition to Lechem Ashira that you're not Yaitse with, from the same Pasuk, there's halacha that you have to have a shaila of lechem ashira, whether you're yaitze or not, erebet ha'chem matzah machloikes, but the Gemara says you're not yaitze, something you're not yaitze. The Gemara also adds that from this we would be memayit maisa sheni, if you had a lechem that was bought matzah from moist maisa sheni, or maisa sheni itself, you wouldn't be yaitze because it's not nechal bia for oini. But in addition, we have now a drosha, oimnim, what does oini mean? She'oimnim olav dvarim hab. Another reason, another drasha, a famous drasha, the Gemara says in Kuftes Zayin. Why do we eat a prusa? Ma derech shel oni lechol prusa. Why do we break the middle matzah and eat, put it away from Afikaima? Ma oni shadakai lechol prusa. So that's how we should eat. That's when we break the matzah and we eat and make the ikah, chiyuv of mitzvah, we make on the broken matzah. Why? It says, Lechem Oini. Now, I want to know one thing. What will the Magen Avraham say? Here we have four drashas for Lechem Oini. Four drashas. I'll forget about Meister Sheni, not too complicated, because that's Machlekes Rabbi Akiva with Yidashnim. Take three. Lechem Ashira comes from Lechem Oini, and Matzah Ashira, the exclusion is from where? Lechem Oini. Lechem that you have to be, lechem oini, you have to be oina olav dvorim habe, which Rashi says means hagode, and Rashi said, and also halal. By the way, halal, the last of halal, you already ate the matzah. So where's the halal? That's where some say, hey, maftina ha pesach ha pikaiman, the tam matzah should be prepared. Otherwise, the halal is not al ha, the halal, my Adam just finished telling you that halal is part of that gode. Father, I got it. Rashi says it. Gaimim sa halal. I'm all there. Where is it on the matzah? You eat the matzah before you gaimim. Some say that very nice word that the tam matzah should be bepiv. So since the tam matzah is bepiv, so you're the halal. The gaimim sa halal is still on the tam matzah. At least that's what they say. But in all cases, there's a halacha that you have to say I got it first. Correct? There's a halacha you have to be pidus. Say prusa. What would it be if you didn't do these things? A person didn't just ate matzah. We were before talking if he didn't say matzah zoo. I'm going on, not matzah zoo. That was the case that with the original, what we started with. If he doesn't say matzah zoo, it is not yaitzah. What if he simply right away goes to matzah? No, I got it. Is he yaitzah or is he not yaitzah? Well, Titus says lechem oini. What is lechem? And it's a drosha. It's not an asmachta. It's a drosha. I mean, no way did I ever find that anybody should say this all that I've gone on. And this way, l'chayra, l'chayra, the Chari would be Yaitze. And you wouldn't say I'm not Yaitze Matzah because I didn't say any Haggadah. Let's go one step further. What if you ate a Sholem and you didn't break up the Matzah? Is there a thought that somebody is not going to say, is going to say that you're not Yaitze if a person took a matzah shlema and didn't break it up like we do, didn't do yachad, and ate it, and made the lamoitzi, and ate that piece, that he wouldn't be yaitze because he's not taking a lachamayni? It has a mokkah in atayra. It has psukim in atayra. The same mokkah, the same posik that says lechem ashira, you're not yaitze. Both lechemayni. So say, if lechemayni, according to Mughal Avram, is ma'akiv, and it's nothing here, what is he going to do with those cases? So al-kochach, you must say, that there are lechem oini is a separate chiyuv, have nothing to do better to echel matzah. Even according to Magen Avraham, it's a separate mechayiv. It's a separate mechayiv, a separate anhoger you have to do on this night. That has nothing to do with the Yemi Mekayim, better to echel matzah. Why is he choylik? He's choylik when the lechem oini is in the chefza of the matzah, in the object of the matzah. What kind of a matzah should it be? Then he says it fataiches the matzah. It gives an identity, what kind of a matzah you're yaitze with. Therefore, maisa sheni, you're going to Rav Meir, you're not yaitze. Certainly, you won't be yaitze, better type of matzah, if you ate maisa sheni. According to the Magen Avraham, clearly. And matzah shida, it's the chayfetz, it's no good, the object is no good. But the other two cases, lechem prusa, it's the same matzah. It's dish fin halachis, oinen olagom habe. I didn't say the haggadah. That has nothing to do with the object of the matzah. There's another mechayiv to do what? To say haggadah. There's another mechayiv over here to break the matzah. Even the Magen Avraham will have to be moided that in these cases, he'll break. What din will he break? If he doesn't make, say, if he right away goes to the Seder, he wasn't yaitze lechemayni. They're not just saying svaris, they're saying the halachis. The Torah said halachah. Say the haggadah first. And then eat the matzah. If the Torah said that, if you go ahead and you break it, you're not breaking a drabonon, you're breaking lechemayni. The Rambam brings that, that's the mokka for it. And the same way prusa, person leader sholem, he's breaking lechemayni. He's breaking. The only thing, what will he be mekayim? He'll be mekayim, be'eref, toichlu, matzahs. Because there, the lechemayni doesn't identify the matzah. But in the concept that the two can be separated, even the mokka nava must be moided to that. In the cases that I've given. Now, if we accept this, Hanoch, certainly according to the Maral, it's very clear, according to the Maral, if somebody said no Haggadah whatsoever, or he reversed the order, ate first, and then said the Haggadah, what would he be breaking, according to Maral? Lechem Oini. I think even according to Magen Avraham, it's just beyond me to say that he would hold you not Yaitze Beref Taikumat. But according to the Maral, Madach, he says that Lechem Ashira, he goes even further than Magen Avraham. Kal v'choyma, certainly he'll say it on what? He'll say it on if you go ahead and you turn things around, that what will you not Mekayim Lechemayni? And what if you don't take a prusa? You want Mekayim Lechemayni. But the Erev Toichlu Matzah, you are Mekayim. So if the person said nothing, the halacha would be that he'd be Mekayim Be'erev Toichlu Matzah, and he would be Mevatel Lechem Oini. Now what is the chiyuv of Oimrim Olav Dvarim Habe? It sounded to me that the language bothered me. What is Oichlim Olav? On it, over it. So you like I gave a mashal, I think it's like you find the same lashon by Yayin, Zachreyu Al HaYayin, Zachreyu Al HaShabbos Dekatshe. It means over it. In other words, the matzah should be there. Really, a chronological order. Before you do it, and the matzah maybe should be there. And say the Haggadah over there. But it bothered me, the language, Olam. And I found a bit, a Rabbeinu Hananel. The Gemara repeats in Kuf Teza Evav, the Gemara repeats this halacha. Listen to Rabbeinu Hananel. Lechem Omar Shmuel, this is Kuf Tez Vav in the days on bottom. Omar Shmuel Lechem Oini, Lechem Sha'oini Molav Vorem Habe. So Rashi already in Lamed Vav, Patayt, what Oinem Vorem Habe is what? Haggadah and Halah. Rashi said Dime Masala, two things. Rabbeinu Hananel. Pirish, Oimer Olaf, what's a Mefchan of Chade? Oimer Olaf Hagode, Matzazu Shonu Hoichman. I'm quoting from him. What? Where does Matzah come in here? Matzazu Shonu Hoichman. Obviously, what did the Rabbeinu Chanan learn? That Oimerim Olaf Advorim Habe is not Stam you say Hagode. Maybe you have to say Hagode too. But you have to be Makasha Olaf Kipshutai. Oimerim Olaf Dvorim.